Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Supervisor J.D. Keister about his recent trip on the Central and Western Iowa Honor Flight to Washington, D.C. This is part two of a two-part interview. What time was it once the group had gotten back to the airport on Tuesday, the Dulles Airport?
It was like 7 o'clock, and then we flew. That was 7 o'clock their time. You know, it took a while to get, you know, everyone counted and everything in order. We got back into Des Moines, landed in Des Moines at 9:30 Des Moines time. Then we were greeted at the bottom of the stairs in Des Moines Airport by a lot of people wishing us back. There was a bagpipe group there playing for us. There was a group out in Washington, Dulles playing the bagpipe. Not the same group either.
A packed day. How does it work as far as getting selected or how the
I put my name in, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago.
And had you been to D.C. before this trip?
Yes, I have.
You talked about how maybe overwhelming it was getting the reception that you had coming to D.C. or coming back to Des Moines. You know, how did that feel as compared to what it was like when you were getting out of the service, you know, after the Vietnam War?
I happened to be stationed in California at a base where a lot of veterans went to Vietnam from, in just out of San Francisco. And that was an area where they did not like the Vietnam War. They protested the war. So there was veterans that was coming back from Vietnam. They was advised to get out of their military uniform and get into civvies so they didn't look so like they was just coming from there, so that they wouldn't be spit on, harassed, and whatnot. So it was, yes, quite different. In the past wars, the veterans were honored for their duty that they served, and the Vietnam War was not, they were not thanked for giving the service. Most did not have a choice. They was selected to go, and, you know, they did it as their duty. They may or may not have liked to have done that, but it was called to duty, and they performed their duty in an honorable way.
Yeah. So what was most impactful from the honor flight from that day for you?
The people thanking us for our service.
And what was it like being with a lot of fellow Vietnam veterans? Did you get to
happy to be there, share the emotions, share one another's experiences? Some wish not to talk about it. Maybe some, this is getting with a comrade that went through it like they did. It was time to, they could talk to them, because they knew that they had experienced that also.
Yeah.
And the feeling that they were appreciated.
And for veterans who maybe haven't looked into, you know, going on these honor flights, why would you recommend this for other veterans for something to do?
We were told that there, I believe, is 300 on the waiting list right now to go on these honor flights. At the dinner we had Monday night, they was talking about the next honor flight would be in maybe September of 2020. And that takes over $2 million to put this on. The main sponsor is Hy-Vee Stores and Casey's Stores. They alternate between Hy-Vee and Casey's. The additional sponsor, John Ruan, Prairie Meadows, Pinnacle Bank, and Cam Community School District is an additional sponsor also. I'm going to send thank yous to all those. And the dinner was sponsored by Polk County Board of Supervisors.
And were there speakers at that dinner? I guess anything to
to share from that?
Yes, we had some singers that was there. Of course, one of the first things we did was had the Pledge of Allegiance, and National Anthem was played.
With this being Memorial Day weekend, what are your plans for Memorial Day, or do you partake in any services?
Not at this time. Mm-hmm. We go to cemeteries all around in Guthrie County and Cass County, where I live down there, and my wife is from Cass County. So we visit about 10 different cemeteries. Oh, and another comment, Bubba Sorensen was on this trip also. You know, our representative from this area. I talked to him several times. He was one of those that helped others that were, wheelchair bound or whatever. He helped in those. So, and I know where he's going to be down at the Rock this weekend. I plan on going down there anyway. I haven't been down there since he repaints every year south of the interstate here in Adair County. Him and his wife and family spend the weekend down there greeting people.
Were you aware if there were other veterans on this trip that were from the Guthrie County or surrounding area?
I looked all around. Of course, there's a lot to look, but, 240. And I walked around when we was at breakfast, and I did not see or hear of anyone from Guthrie County.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Supervisor J.D. Keister. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.